You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Jack Talk Podcast. Salute, salute. We back in the building. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Spread the word. Support the podcast, you dig? Happy belated 420. You dig? Today's the day after 420, man. You know, I was going to drop yesterday, but I was watching the Redman Method Man versus, and the hip-hop head in me wouldn't allow me to stop watching that shit. You dig? I had to watch the whole thing. And then by the time it went off, you know, I ain't feel like recording. You know what I'm saying? By the time that shit went off, man, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, that shit went off. I went upstairs, laid down with my wife. It was a wrap. You dig? But yeah, but the Method Man versus, to me, is probably one of my favorite verses, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a hip hop head. Method Man is probably one of my favorite rappers of all time. He is one of my favorite rappers of all time. I've always said that. Redman is ill. I fuck with Redman. I fuck with them separate, and I fuck with them, you know what I'm saying, when they do the albums together, like on a track together. So, you know, but yeah, man, I was watching that shit. That shit was ill to me. Like, that shit was ill. Just the hip hop head in me was like, nah, I gotta watch this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause usually on the verses and shit, like, I'll pop in and then pop out and then pop in and pop out. But this one, I was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Then I had to, I mirrored that shit from my phone to the living room TV. You dig? I had to put that on that good old 75-inch. Like, fuck that. We watching Redman and Method Man. I mean, word. My wife, it was just me and my wife. We was watching that shit, like, so, you know, I was like, man, by the time that shit went off, like I said, man, by the time that shit went off, I just, you know, went upstairs and, I was just relaxing and shit. So, you know, happy belated 420 to the smokers, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all, not out there smoking no Reggie. You know what I'm saying? But if you gotta smoke Reggie, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? If you still on your Nick bag shit, if you still gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do to get what you need, you know? I ain't gonna knock you, man. Times is hard. It's a lot of shit going on out here in this world, man. So, you know, if you gotta get a nice little headache pack, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm a retired smoker. Yeah, I would consider myself a retired smoker. I haven't smoked. I don't smoke. I could hit the blunt and shit like that. But the reason why I call myself a first of all, let's get into my weed journey a little bit. Let me get into my weed journey a little bit. I say from kindergarten to fifth grade, maybe. Wait, kindergarten to fifth? Yeah, let's say kindergarten to about sixth grade, right? Yeah. Maybe eighth. Maybe even eighth grade. I'm not sure. But I was on some basketball shit. Right? Basketball, nigga. Like, straight up, I'm balling. Now, mind you, I got mad older cousins. And my older cousins will always come to my crib and smoke. You know what I'm saying? They'll come to my crib and smoke with my grandmother or smoke with my pops and shit, because I live with my grandmother. So they'll come smoke with my pops or smoke with my grandmother and shit. You know what I mean? Or like if I be at one of my cousin's house, they'll be, yo, here, hit it, hit it. You know, everybody done did that shit before. They'll be like, oh, hit it, hit the blunt, hit the blunt. You know what I mean? You hit it. You don't know what you're doing. You pull all hard, coughing and shit. You know what I mean? Them niggas is laughing and shit. So we all did that, you know? But I used to always be like, yo, nah, I'm on some basketball shit, you know, because there was a point in time where I was really on some basketball shit, you know what I mean? Like, on some real shit. I think the reason why, maybe lack of motivation or lack of push, you know what I'm saying, deterred me off of my basketball shit. That's why, like, now with my kids, you know, whatever they tell me they want, I'm right behind them. My wife is right behind them. We pushing, you know, because, again, when I was a youngin', like, I'm going to just keep it a buck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure who, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, niggas couldn't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basketball-wise, like, niggas couldn't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I used to really, back when I was rapping, right? My man Seven, he did a joint, right? And I was like, I said I used to let niggas win just to get them hype. Like, I used to let niggas beat me in basketball. Real shit. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to speak like I'm some god nigga, basketball playing ass nigga. Like, but you know, one thing about me, like, I ain't no front nigga. And I mean, I'm gonna say what it is. Like, we all lose basketball games and shit like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say niggas is trash or what. I'm talking about me. I'm saying, like, niggas wasn't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? And niggas still not fucking with me. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, niggas is nice. And if you was to ask people, you know what I mean, where I come from, or in the hood that I came up in, like, of course, niggas are gonna feel the same way probably about themselves. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, niggas is not fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like, for real, niggas. And you know, it is what it is, but that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I've really had hoop dreams. Like, I really used to practice my autograph. I really used to do shit like that. You know what I mean? But as I got older, the interest in basketball diminished. You get what I'm saying? So being at that shit, diminished, I automatically was like, okay, you know what? I'm about to smoke some. Because think about it. All up until then, I was on some, now I'm a basketball player. So I wasn't fucking with the weed. Get a contact high, because it'd be 20 niggas around you smoking, and then you could get the, you know, you could run off with the, oh, I got a contact, giggling and shit. You could do that. You know what I mean? But I was on some real, like, nah, like, I'm a basketball player. Like, I be practicing my autograph and, you know, doing shit like that. So let's say after that, one day, I don't even know, man. Like, I don't even know the exact day. But one day, I'm just like, yo, fuck it. Let's get a bag, or let's smoke, or whatever. However that little particular day happened, niggas just end up smoking. And then after that, I was like, yo, I smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I smoke. So it just became that. Like, all right, I'm a smoker now. And this is crazy, because I always was a non-smoker. You know what I mean? Like, literally, like, I really be like, nah, I play ball. Like, not on no corny shit, but just like on some, you know, no, I wasn't no nerd or nothing like that. I just was just, I didn't smoke. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, nah, I play ball, whatever. Okay, cool. So I, you know, smoking. And at first I wasn't rolling. Like, so my man would roll up and we'll just smoke. You know what I'm saying? So that became maybe middle of seventh, eighth grade type time, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, maybe eighth, early ninth, I don't know, somewhere in between that middle school, somewhere between seventh, eighth, or maybe eighth, ninth, one of them, I'm not sure. So that became the thing, you know, putting bread together, getting some weed, getting some black. So my day will go, I will go to my man shit, yo, got bread? Like, yeah. How much bread you got? Like, I got $5. Shit, I'm like, all right, nigga, I got $5. So we'll put that together. That's $2, $10. What we doing? Going to get a, this was, we was going to get, let me tell you, $10, niggas will go get a bag. right? Niggas will get a bag. Niggas will get Black and Miles. And then snacks. So with that $10, niggas was taking like $4. Let's say $4. And then you got $6. So it's the bag and the blunt. Yeah. So let's say like, or maybe like $3 or something like that. I forget how much, but we always ended up with a bag, blacks, and some snacks. You know what I mean? So even if I got $10 or my man got, you know what I'm saying, $10 or whatever, whatever, we always bought some weed, some snacks, and some Black and Miles, right? Then we start to graduate with the smoking. Like, niggas is really start to smoke. Like, now we really smokers. So then this was years ago. So this nigga is not there no more. I don't know where the fuck. This nigga just disappeared one day. But there was a dude. I don't know this nigga name or nothing. Niggas just call him Jamaican dude. Dude had like a one-stop shop for bud, right? You like, and I'm an observer. I observe. You know what I'm saying? I observe people. And like, it's the way he was, I was like, yo, this nigga's brave as fuck. Because his shit was just, you knock on the door and go in, and it's just a table full of everything you need. Lighters, weed, Black and Mild, motherfucking papers, you know what I'm saying? Cigarettes, whatever you need, just right there on the table. You knock, you take one step in, and everything is on the table in. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you need. Mad different blunts. All that shit. Just right there. And I'm just thinking like, you don't even know me. And I'm standing in your fucking kitchen copping. What if the cops come here? Like, you have no time to hide nothing. You have no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could plot. All that shit. My man used to say, yeah, he used to keep a shotgun there. I didn't never see the shotgun. But apparently he did have one. I don't know. But I was just looking like, damn. But what niggas would do is, niggas would get a 5 for $20, right? That was the deal. That was the deal. 5 for $20, some cabbage. You know what I'm saying? So niggas is like, yo, buy 4 bags, you get 1 free, whatever the case, cool. Niggas is copping 5 for $20, right? Now, think about this. If I'm going in there, let me get a 5 for $20, right? Usually what we would do, because the Reggie, the cabbage, 5 for $20, you know what I'm saying? $5 bags. Now, Purple Haze, Dro, shit like that, that's the dime bags. You dig? So, if I got 20, and my man's got 20. What we doing? Yeah, let me get a 5 for $20. My man gonna get a bag of, you know what I'm saying? With my man 20, he could get a bag of a Haze. You know what I'm saying? The good shit. Yo, get a $10 bag. You know what I mean? And then we do it like that. Niggas that have 5 blunts and then a bag of Haze or something. So that became the thing. And niggas used to do that shit damn near every day. Whether I got it, my man will have it, or we'll be splitting it. Niggas was, on the average, probably smoking a 5 for $20, bare minimum, a day. Or at least on some 3 blunts type shit. And I don't know where we got it. This, and I'm talking about, like, before niggas started working, you know, niggas would just have to get money from your peoples. You know what I mean? Niggas would just get money from your people. So that's what the thing was. But once niggas started working, oh, what? Come on, man. Yo, let me get 3 bags of Haze. Niggas is literally on some shit going in the spot. Like, yo, let me get 3 Black and Miles. No, matter of fact, let me get a pack of blacks. Let me get 3 bags of Haze, a 5 for $20, and some Dutches. That's one nigga. So that's 8 blunts, a pack of blacks, one nigga. Right? Craziness. That's crazy. Think about how much weed that is. Like, at that time, you know, the you know, we young niggas, man. And again, this is the early 2000s. Like, we young niggas. So that $5 bag was getting niggas fucked up. Right? Now, it might have been niggas, older niggas. You know what I mean? Might have been some older niggas that was, you know, only thing they smoke is dro. Niggas got money. Only thing they smoke is dro. Because that became a thing after a while. Like, you know, after a little bit, niggas, when niggas start to feel like, yo, I'm hustling and I'm this and I'm that, and or working or however you getting your bread, niggas start to jump on something. Yo, I only smoke haze. You know what I'm saying? I only smoke dro. Or I only smoke this. So basically, niggas was only smoking the $10 bags. I was on some $5 bag. Even when I was working and I could get whatever bag I want, I would still get, yeah, yo, let me get a bag of haze and three regular bags. Like, I mean, let me get a bag of haze and three Knicks. Because I'm like, yo, this shit still get me high. You got two bags of haze. I got a bag of haze and three Knicks. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you got two blunts, I got four. You know what I'm saying? So that was my way of looking at it. You know what I mean? Then I chilled down, right? So I was like, that was like I said, that was what, eighth? That was like eighth grade-ish, maybe, you know, ninth. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say now I'm into ninth grade and shit like that. But I'm not in the high school. I'm in alternative school with the bad kids. Now, I think that they blackballed me from going into my high school because I didn't play ball. That was my thing. Because they used to come to my house. They used to send letters home. They used to call my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Like, they literally come home and they'll be there waiting when I get home. You know what I'm saying? Or my grandmother call me. Yo, this guy's here. He wants to talk to you. I'll come there. Hi. Like, man, I ain't playing. Whatever. So I think the district felt the way behind that shit. That's my personal opinion, because I wasn't a bad kid. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to my man one day. I was like, yo, like when we was in the alternative school, we was in there with like the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in there with the block, like niggas that I be with outside of this shit. So we in there with the whole hood. How all y'all niggas get to go back to the high school, but I don't? Niggas be in there cursing at the teachers, throwing shit at the teachers and all that shit. I never did that. My man's like, nigga, you was absent a lot. I'm like, so being absent is worse than you throwing a fucking chicken nugget at the teacher? Like, or whatever's going on, niggas fighting, doing all type of wild shit. Niggas done got to fighting in that joint, all type of wild shit. Broke windows, all type of shit. And they still go back to the, they still got a chance to go back to the high school. You know what I'm saying? So after a while, I just dropped out of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with that shit. You dig? So that was that, right? I'm still smoking. This is like ninth grade type shit because, no, this was eighth grade. This was eighth grade because I never went to the, I never made it to actually go to my high school. Boom. So I used to smoke crazy, still smoking crazy, whatever. Same routine, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was have jobs and shit. You know what I mean? Niggas did their little 1-2 with the 1-2. Nothing super crazy. That wasn't my thing. So again, I'm still doing the same shit, really. Like 5 for $10. I mean, yeah, let me get a 5 for $10, 2 bags of haze or 3 bags of haze. Like, niggas is getting nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas used to smoke the whip out on some, you know what I mean? Just getting crazy in that joint with like mad fucking, I'm talking like four niggas in there with 10 blunts type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got 5 for $20s, niggas got fucking dro bags, haze, and it's four niggas in there with everybody got weed. So niggas is just ciphering. So we used to just get high. You know what I'm saying? Like, I smoked a lot of fucking weed, right? And let's say that was ninth. Again, this shit was a minute ago. We're talking early 2000. So somewhere around 04, my grandmother called me. You know what I'm saying? I'll get into this story. This is like my weed journey story, but I'll get into my story one of these episodes and shit. I'm trying to get my wife to come do an episode on how we met. She like, nobody want to hear how we met. I'm like, yo, that's good content. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I think is you know, it's just interesting. But anyway, again, this is just a vague, my weed journey since it's 420. I'm like, yo, fuck, let me just talk about my weed journey. But let's say this was like 2004, around that time frame, my grandmother called me. She was like, yo, I could get you into college, right? So I'm like, college, dropped out in eighth grade. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you gonna get me in college. But my grandmother worked at Long Island University in Brooklyn, right? So after a while, I don't know what made me say, fuck it, I'll go. You know what I mean? So now, next thing you know, I'm in college. You dig? And it was crazy because I ain't even graduate. I dropped out of school in the eighth grade. Now I'm here in like real college. Like this ain't I had to take like a summer little course and I met this kid. You know what I'm saying? I could say, yeah, man, I met my mans and shit. He was from Brooklyn. And then met him in the summer. And then we just clicked up. We just instantly locked in. Like, you know what I'm saying? We both was on the same type of time. Like we both was on some, he came in through the same program. You know what I mean? So niggas wasn't niggas plan to be in college. You know what I mean? So niggas is like niggas straight off the street, like now niggas is in college type shit. But and it's crazy because I had went to the school one that same college, I had went with my man boss, from the hood that we grew up together. Like he went there and I visited that shit with him one day before my grandmother even put me on. You know what I'm saying? Like went in there, all that shit. Like I think I went to his room, met his roommates and all that shit. Like, and it's crazy because I wasn't even going, like that wasn't even a thought of mine at the time. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think I was even involved with that shit at the time, but we went up there and shit, salute to my man boss and shit. And I remember because when I did go and I did the summer program and all that shit, my room was right next to bullshit. You get what I'm saying? So his room was, if his room was 10J, my shit was 11J. You know what I'm saying? I think it went regular numbers. I don't think it went like 8, 10 or 9, 10, whatever. But let's just say, if I'm not mistaken, I think my shit was 11J. So his shit had to be 10J. And that's crazy because our rooms right next to each other and shit like that. So even throughout that shit, I was smoking. You dig what I'm saying? Because again, it's college. So it's not like you in there. Like it's like 18 floors in a building. And, you know, my mans that I met in the summer, he ended up being the weed plug. I had access to bud whenever I wanted. So I was getting nice. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm getting nice, cool, whatever the case. Boom. So when I left there, right, let's fast forward a couple years now. I'm not in there no more. Me and my wife, we moved down here to where I am now. And I'm smoking still, but not like that. You dig? But one time, like a little funny story, my wife, right, she don't smoke like that. So we were smoking and I think her brother had got us some bud or whatever the case. So we was fried. My wife calls herself cooking eggs, right? She cooking the eggs and shit. She like, yo, this shit ain't working. Like something is wrong with the stove or something. Whole time she ain't even turned the stove on. She's cooking eggs without the fucking stove being on, yo. You dig? That shit, that's how high we was. Fried. She cooking eggs and didn't even turn the stove on, yo. You know what I'm saying? But then it was on some shit like, yo, mind you, I was a heavy smoker. Heavy smoker. Then, mind you, again, like I said, I'm just telling you my weed journey. So basically what I'm saying is from eighth grade, which was in like 98, 99, 97, something like that, late 90s to I don't know. You know what I'm saying? 04, I guess. However, whatever that time frame is from like 7th, into 7th, 8th, or middle of 8th, whatever that time frame is, I'm smoking heavy, right? Even in college, smoked out. Like, again, like you do what you want in there. So it's not like I had no teachers and shit like that. I'm smoking heavy. Then we came down, right? So I was like, all right, I gotta get a J.O. Now, mind you, all the J.O.s, what they do, piss test. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I know I gotta stop smoking for a month or 2 months. I gotta stop smoking for a little bit to clear my system out. You know what I'm saying? So I just like, all right, I ain't gonna smoke no more. And that's how I stopped smoking, to get a job. Like, I'm like, yo, all right, they piss testing, so I'm not gonna, I gotta clean my system. And I just said, all right, I don't smoke no more. And that was it. So it'd be like, when people tell me they can't stop smoking and shit, it's like, yo, I probably smoked just how whatever your weed intake is right now. When I was smoking, I did that. I was, whatever your weed intake is, I was doing that. And I just stopped. I just said, yo, all right, I ain't smoking no more. And that was it. That was it. I just stopped smoking. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. And then once I got a J.O., I'm like, all right, cool. I stopped. I said, you know what? I ain't going to smoke because let me see how I like this shit. Because you know how niggas is. You might get a J.O. And they be like, nah, I don't fuck with this shit. You know what I mean? Then you just go on to another joint. And then, you know, I'm like, all right. But I got a job. And that was that. I just stopped smoking. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I no longer smoke no more. You know what I mean? Just like that, cold turkey, boom, quit. You know what I mean? And that's my weed journey, man. And again, like right now, even right now, like I could smoke. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something awesome. I don't smoke. I'm against smoking. It's nothing like that. I just stopped smoking to get a job and I never went back to smoking. Now, mind you, of course, here and there, I done took a couple pulls and shit like that. Or I might roll up for, you know what I mean? Roll up for somebody. You know what I mean? Shit like that every now and again. But for the most part, it's like, nah, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Right now I'm on some champagne type shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm on some rosé type shit. Like, you know, every now and again, like I'll crack a 40 because I'm a retro 90s nigga. You know what I mean? So I'll crack a 40, shit like that. Like, you know, my wife, she'll tell you about me when I crack a 40. Like, it get real. But other than that, I just be chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? If I drink, like, you know, I might do some rosé or maybe a little bit of wine and shit. Like, I kind of fall back off the beer. I never been a big beer drinker like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I crack a 40. That's just the, you know me. Like, that's just like, I'll tell my wife, like, it be times where I'll tell my wife, like, yo, I'm about to go get a 40. And she just know, like, oh, this nigga's on some other shit tonight. That's the only reason, that's the only way I drink a 40. And other than that, when I'm just trying to chill and shit, like, of course, when you go out to eat, you know, you might, you know, grab something or whatever, whatever. But I'm not like a really super crazy drinking shit, but, you know, go out. Let me get a Long Island. You know what I mean? When I'm out to dinner with the wife and shit, I might grab something like that. But yeah, man. But yeah, yo, I just wanted to do an episode on my weed journey, man. It's 420. Salute to the smokers. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all smoked it up. Weed is being legalized in a lot of places. You know what I'm saying? When I was smoking, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? We were just smoking in the park and in cars and you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. We was really smoking anywhere and then just run if we had to run. But yeah, man. That's my weed journey, man. Again, follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to reach out, you want to ask me something, you want me to read a question of yours on the podcast or anything like that, man, hit me up. I definitely wouldn't mind adding that segment to the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. I'll give you some real advice on shit. So hit me up, man. I ain't got to read your name. It can be anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up and I'll definitely get you right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll get you right. You know what I mean? Real shit. I be listening to a lot of people give advice, and their advice don't be worth shit. You know what I mean? So, again, it's Rick. Rick_BHR. JackTalkPodcast@gmail.com, man. 420. That was my weed journey, man. Mahalo.